I just remember just shock. We really, I think everybody was in shock because, you know, we'd gone for a great game of football. We were still sort of, didn't really have a clue what was going off. We thought there may be some injuries, but then obviously it started to become apparent that things were going quite wrong because you could see people lying. As soon as they'd got out of that end, they were just lying all over the pitch. Then they did start bringing people and covering them up with coats or jumpers, you know, and actually leaving them in the corner of the pitch right in front of where I was in the cop end. And at that point, obviously, then it became quite apparent that there was a major situation. I do remember complete silence. It was really strange. All of the Forest fans completely silent. The coach trip home was horrific because, obviously, we were starting to get the news reports through. I've never sat on a coach so quiet in all my life. It would have been nice and to give a more clearer account of the day to get the Forest fans' point of view. You know, quite a lot of Forest fans had to go the Leppins Lane end to access their seating area. So I don't honestly understand why that's never occurred. You know, the Liverpool fans, I don't know whether there's compensation involved. I hope, you know, maybe they do get some form of compensation. It's never going to compensate them for what happened that day. I just hope it can lay to rest everything that they've had to go through.